Hello, Soul Sisters.
Oh, look at that. Look who it is. It's you. My soul sister, who I actually haven't seen or spoken to for the whole of the year of the 2024s, really.
I think we have both had such a busy start to the year that we kind of didn't anticipate.
We just kind of ignored each other for the first few months, yeah. Well, soul sisters, if you feel starved of this podcast and of us, don't worry, we feel the same. And now we're back together for the biggest catch-up of all time.
Catch up on Soul Sisters, of course, is never complete without Colgate. So we are so happy to say that this podcast is brought to you with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra, a podcast that guarantees plenty of laughs, lovely white smiles, all thanks to our favorite toothpaste brand and product. We love this partnership because we have seen the results, and Colgate Max White Ultra really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days.
This season, we are using the new Max White Ultimate toothpaste, and there is more excitement to come from Colgate if you can contain yourselves very soon. So stay posted for that.
Listen, when you were saying there that we hadn't really seen each other or spoken to each other, I was like, I'd say a lot of the soul sisters can relate to that. You know, you just haven't had the opportunity to catch up with a friend, and then the days, the weeks and the months, they just keep rolling by.
Do you know what I feel like it is? And I've done a little bit of a straw poll on this secretly. So everybody out there who I've spoken to and asked, have they struggled for the first 4 months of the year? That's why I was asking you. I think people don't want to peep their head out and do too much socializing or interacting with their contemporaries until they feel good. And I actually just think there's been quite a lag on feeling, there's been a little bit of a deficit on feeling good in 2024 right up until now.
So come here, what's Claire Solon's life like in 2024? Because, okay, your background is different.
Yes,
your vibe is different.
I'm on a different angle in my lounge, and that is because new season, new builder. I would say Dave Who, and I would say hello, Sebastian.
Oh, wow. We have stepped it up a notch.
We absolutely have. Now, before I get into this, right, because it's exciting that I'm giving my flat a bit of a facelift, I do have some news.
What? Oh, my God, what?
So,
you have a boyfriend. I did the thing.
You did the thing.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
So, I've got something that I wanted for a really long time. It's happened really unexpectedly. I have just told my family, and it begins with B.
About
you guessed.
You got a bath.
I got a bath.
Stop.
I got a bath. You were supposed to say boyfriend, but you said boyfriend too quickly. So then the payoff is a bath. But every soul sister out there, most of yous, has been invested in the fact that as a lover of a bath, I have had to nip into the neighbours in an effort to actually enjoy one of my favourite pastimes, because I don't have a bath in my flat. So I lost count of the amount of soul sisters who sent me the Amazon bath. Mm.
Inflatable
that you can set up on your balcony. I haven't gone for it.
It wasn't giving me the warm and fuzzies, I must say.
I can tell you that. And if you saw out my balcony and what I look down on a nice stretch of green, but around me are houses. So it's not the privacy that one desires when they're having a bath. So when the builder came in, Sebastian and I talked about what was planned and the bathroom, because my flat was born in the early 50s, and so I have a toilet and a bathroom separate. Now, if I was made of money, I'd knock the wall in, but I'm not made of money. Mm-hmm. So I was going to put a brand new shower in, new shower enclosure, new mixer, new sink, all the mod cons. Sebastian came in on Wednesday and cleared the bathroom. I have pictures I'm going to put up online.
We're not doing a new season where you make empty promises about posting stuff online that we never see.
No, you're right. You're right. Things have changed here. Things have changed. I'm going to take a leaf out of your book and share my life on Instagram for 10 weeks. So anyway, Sebastian did great work and the bathroom was completely clear, like no sink, everything was gone out of the room. And I walked in and I looked down and I thought to myself, a bath would fit there. Why am I going and choosing a shower enclosure when I could just get a bath and then have a shower in the bath? Old school, like the 1980s, like people used to do it in the 1980s. So that's what, so I get on to Sebastian and Sebastian says, Claire, I've ordered all the bits and pieces for the shower. So what's this talk of a bath? And I said in the kindest and most apologetic way, I have dreamed of having a bath in my own place for 4 years. Could you make this dream come true? And he said, let's talk about it in the morning.
Dave, tell me about this nut job.
Yeah, we are 2 days in and this nut job is WhatsApping me at 9:55 p.m. asking me, is it possible to change the plan? So anyway, Sebastian arrives on site. I'm there with my clipboard and my hard hat. And I said, well, Seb, can I call you Seb? And he said, only my nearest and dearest do. And I said, okay, Sebastian, well, could I get a bath? And he said, look, we might have to pay something to return the bits that I've already bought, 60 quid. But if a bath is what you want, let's do it.
So is it in the apartments?
And do you know what I love about Sebastian, even though we only know each other 3 days, he got invested in this dream so quickly that he got that bath in and he ran it twice to make sure it wasn't leaking and the waste pipe was working. And he left me yesterday evening, which was Saturday, and said, I'm going to do this tonight, or I'm going to have a lovely Saturday night. I assume you're going to have a bath. And I said, is that possible? And he said, yes. I had Himalayan pink salt, I had frankincense, and I had some other beautiful scent in the salts. I threw the whole thing in and I got into the bath and I listened to Chelsea Handler on We Can Do Hard Things.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say that you were listening to some sort of like beautiful chorus or like meditation music or... Well, I was worried that you were going to be texting Sebastian from the bath, but we haven't got to that point
yet.
No,
we haven't. And I did consider taking that sort of selfie of the neck up for a few people, like not you, because I wanted to surprise you. I didn't take the selfie. I just played a podcast and I stayed in that bath. No joke. I think I was in it for just under 2 hours.
And did you keep filling it up with more
hot
water?
I did. I have one of those, you know, those waterfall taps. So I just was turning it on with my toes, turning it off my toes, turning on my toes, turning off my toes. Stop. I was like an ad for a bat. And look, the bottom line to this is, girls and boys out there who maybe might be on the fence with a bath. I got up this morning and genuinely I get out of bed now at 43 and do feel a bit creaky. I didn't have a creak. And I do honestly think it was because I spent 2 hours in a Himalayan salt bath.
I think collectively as a community, we over the last 2 years have manifested a bath for Claire. Yes. And guys, this is all the proof we need that manifesting works. It's a great day. This is a great opener. Thank you for surprising me, for keeping this a secret. I'm happier for you to have a bath. More so than have a boyfriend. A bath is sometimes all we need in life.
Listen, as my friend David Ford often says, if you put yourself first, everybody wins. Isn't that a beauty?
Well, there was one day this year that I took for myself.
One day?
Half a day, one quarter of a day. No, but it was my birthday. And Jamie said, here's your present. And one bit of my present was to go up to Powers Court to the spa. I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest gift you could have given me right now. So he goes, I've booked you in for a facial on Thursday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Go and enjoy yourself. So went up a little bit early, got there. They said, Georgie, Jamie tried to book you in for an hour long facial, but we only had, you know, a 30 minute slot when he called, but more time has become available. So we've upgraded you to an hour long facial. God. So I go in and I'm just living my best life. Started to read Mark Megan's book, couldn't put it down, was reading it, you know, in the relaxation room afterwards. I brought it into like the hot tub. I was reading it there. And I got so engrossed in the book. It was like 1 o'clock at this point. And I was like, Jesus, I have to get home. Got to get back to work. So I went home, and then that evening, I don't know where Jamie went to a show. He went out to Damien Brown's show out in the Helix. So my phone is ringing at like 20 to nine. And I was like, why is he ringing me? This is weird. Like, surely he's at the show. He said, Georgie, Powers Court have just called me, wondering if you're still somewhere in the spa. He goes, did you not pay for the treatment? And I was like, you booked me in for my birthday. And he goes, yeah, but in your card was a voucher that you needed to pay. So Powers Court rang Jamie 12 hours after I arrived in the spa because they couldn't locate me. And we're trying to figure out where I was. I had been home for 9 hours at this point. But that was my little pocket of peace. And I promised myself when I finished The Good Glow that I was going to book myself in again for just half a day somewhere and just go get rubbed, lie down and just totally switch off.
And have you made that booking?
No, I have not. But I'm going to Tenerife on Wednesday. So maybe I'll do it there. So the reason that I said boyfriend was because you did mention to me that you'd been on a few dates.
I have, since we all got together last, been on some dates. Yeah. And, you know, that's big for me. I was calculating, and I'd never done this before because I felt really kind of embarrassed to do it. But I was counting up the time it had been since I had been in a relationship. And I suppose it's a long time. So it's probably, if I was really honest, 7 years since I've been in a relationship. Late 2019, early 2020. Ha! Isn't it funny to think about that time? I met a fella on the apps and we were kind of seeing each other for about 3 or 4 months, really. He was then going to be moving to Washington and I was all up for a long distance relationship. I imagined myself as the like second Sam Barry, who is that incredible Irish gal who we know, who is the editor of Glamour Mag over in. And if you follow Sam Barry on Instagram, you'll see her at all of the glitziest events in the most beautiful makeup and dresses and stuff. But she's with some of the most high quality and high vibrational people. Like, you'll see her with Michelle Obama. You'll see her at the White House for Paddy's Day. So I imagined this gentleman was going to move to Washington and I was just imagining myself at like, you know, the senator's ball. Anyway, it turns out he didn't really want to pursue anything. So that dream disappeared and then COVID arrived. So I have been dating and it has been really quite fun, cathartic. It's been nothing hectic. Like, so I've been out for dinner once. I went for a stroll around the park once. I've had a coffee another time. But what's been most rewarding, I guess, about this period of time for me is that I am like, now I'm mad about men. I'm not mad for men, which I used to be. I'm not mad at men, which I also used to be. I'm just mad about them. Like, some of the best conversations I have in my week are with men. And, you know, be that with David Ford, who is my spiritual buddy, who's running the retreat with me in June, or be it my boss, me and him have great chats about Dish and creative stuff. And then actively seek out conversations with people in the other parts of my world. So I would sometimes make conversation on platforms or at bus stops, my favorite place. So I would say, oh, I've got a card. Hold on. This is the
I bought this
card in West Cork, and I'll tell you all about my journey to West Cork and how good that was over the next few weeks. But look at this.
Focus on the good, and the good will come into focus.
Yeah.
Oh.
So basically what's going on with me is focusing on all of the lovely aspects of being in relationship, friendship, communication with men. And it's just, it's the world is, it's like an algorithm. It's offering me more and more good situations with men. So I have not yet got a B friend, but I feel like I am on track. I obviously follow your life on the social medias, and I saw you in a lovely black Guna there the other night. Where were you?
I had VIP Style Awards on Friday, Breast Cancer Ireland Lord Mayor's Ball on Saturday, but all roads this weekend were leading to Sam and Sophie, my little brother who got engaged in Australia. We went out to the airport. I swear to God, Claire, we went out to the airport. Our whole family walked in and we didn't realize that all of Sam's friends were there. So like all of these like 6 foot dudes like standing there holding balloons, like Mr. and Mrs. and like congratulations, balloons for them. And there ended up being a gang of like 15 of us. So excited for them to walk through the doors. And it was one of the most beautiful moments of my life. And I'm so happy I'm getting a new sister who I adore and love Sophie so. Like she is the best person to be around. But with that, like with the two nights out comes, you know, the social hangover. Like that's more talking than I've done in I'd say months.
Yes. So you went out to the airport after both of these events. So you went out to the airport hungover.
I'd say tired more than hungover, because I am being really good with mindless drinking at the moment. Mm. So I will sit on my couch and I love a glass of red wine. But when I go out, I feel like it's mindless and that doesn't serve me the next day.
No, it does not. No.
So I will sip on water as much as possible on a night out.
Oh, well done.
So I would say more tired than hungover and hungry, because as a vegetarian at functions,
oh,
you're left a little bit on the hungry side, right?
Yeah. It's
with the cauliflower and the aubergines and the parsnips.
The risotto, the mushroom risottos. So I feel for you, veggies, man. Sometimes, like, I really do feel for you, because it's just, you're an afterthought.
Mm, and like, I feel like when you order beef, you get that like little potato gratin that the vegetarians don't get either. It's like, we want the potato gratin. Come on.
Your gratin should be the main event for you, veggies. Hello. Discrimination.
So we had the most amazing, amazing, amazing weekend. But now, silence.
Yeah.
Until I go to Tenerife on Wednesday.
So Sam Bay is your 6 foot WAP brother. And Sophie Murray, if you have never, I mean, it's unlikely if you've been listening to us for a while and also listened to Georgie that you don't know Sophie Murray. But if you haven't checked out Sam Bay's fiance on the gram or on any platform, in fact, YouTube and anything, or her podcast.
TikTok.
The queen of the TikTok. She is such a great content creator. She's the crack. She's great to look at. She's got super style. And Sam Bay and that bloody ring. Whoa. So
Sophie gave Sam his name, Sam Bay. So Bay means before anyone else, just for all the over 40-year-olds.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a like Bay to baby. Bay.
No, Bay before anyone else. So his name is Sam Bay now, but now he's called Fiance Bay.
Oh my God.
And he'll be called Hub
Hubby. Oh my God, get these two a reality show. Sivu play.
And a big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And when you have white, beautiful teeth, you definitely have more reasons to smile. But Claire, did you have a reason to smile this week?
Yeah, let me tell you about my reason to smile. I, as an Irish gal in the UK, take any opportunity to fly my flag, as you know, and celebrate my Irishness. So I was sitting in a work meeting and we were talking about Dish, which is the podcast I produce during the week. And it's Nick Grimshaw and it's Angela Hartnett and it's a food podcast for Waitrose. And we were looking at the stats. So like we were digging deep into the stats since season 5 launched, which was in March. And all of the team were saying, it is remarkable how much better that the Irish guests do on this podcast than any other guest. So the little beaming smile just crosses my face. We've had Siobhan McSweeney, who was Sister Michael from Derry Girls on, and we've had Marion Keyes, and both episodes have done really, really well, and they are gas. So I was just sitting there like a Cheshire cat thinking to myself, we might be small, but my God, we're mighty.
Oh, I love that in the Marion Keyes, which is like, can you buy the box of tato in the airport and then you just sit on the plane crying, eating your tatoes.
So funny. So that's my reason to smile. Don't forget, Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. And it will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it. Don't forget, we have really big news coming from Colgate in the next few weeks.
So, Claire, I did have a few little health concerns this year, which has been difficult. So something showed up in my left breast on a scan, which is my other breast. Like I was up the walls, even though deep in my heart and soul, I knew that I was going to be okay. I couldn't. This time was really hard. And I think it's because Tali is the same age that Pia was when I got sick. So I had the movie playing out that I was on my way out, basically. Now, I need to tell you about something that I noticed. So when I got the phone call to say it's benign, I was so overwhelmed with happiness, but it was like somebody clicked their fingers and all of a sudden, like in a movie, I just went back to life. So I'm going to give you an example of how I knew this had happened. So I was standing at the kitchen sink washing Tali's bottles an hour after getting the news that this was benign. And there was a little tiny piece of plastic in a bush in my back garden. And when I saw it, I was like, I need to go out and pick that up and put it in the recycling bin. So I went out, picked it and put it in the recycling bin. And then I realized that I'd been staring at that piece of plastic for 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Watching it, but so glazed over that the thought never came to actually go outside. And in that moment, I was like, oh my God, this is what, I don't know if I've ever been depressed, but this is maybe, I could relate to maybe the feeling of when your life is happening, but you can't actively participate because you're so paralyzed by the thoughts in your brain. And I couldn't believe that, like that day, like literally, it was probably only half an hour later that the plastic was, as soon as I was told it was benign, I was able to like be normal and participate in life again as normal.
I was only having a conversation about this the other day, and we were saying how when you're in the eye of the storm or you're in the middle of the messy middle, you cannot see it for what it is at all. You cannot zoom out.
Yes. I couldn't do normal things. I couldn't even tell anybody this time round, except apart from my family and my close friends. I couldn't. I was so frozen. And that feeling of being frozen is really awful. And I knew that maybe if I jumped into the sea or I did something like blah, 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 that I would kind of reactivate myself, but I couldn't get out the door. So yeah, as I said, very grateful to be here and well and into a new season of Soul Sisters. And just, I go to bed every night and I'm like, I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Even if life isn't perfect right now, and maybe life will never be perfect, but for what I have, a feeling of gratitude that I can't put into words.
You're doing a great job. All right, time for a recommends this week. And I'm going to give you two, but I'm just going to give you one that I'm sort of taking the piss, but sort of not, and one where I'm actually serious, right? Now, do you see what I'm holding here against my face? What is this?
That it looks sort of like a red it's a shoehorn.
I am a woman who travels.
No, don't tell me you're putting on your shoes with a shoehorn. Come on. No.
Oh my God. But I have to just tell you, right? So I have a pair of these Nike high tops, right? And they're gungs. And it took me a long time to wear them in, right? First of all, ouch. But now that I have worn them in, you cannot get in and out of these babies quickly. Like if you ever try, like if you're at the yoga studio and... Or if you're at the like doctor's.
You bring your shoehorn out with you. Not only do you have a shoehorn, you bring it around.
Genuinely, I bought Amazon, my good pal Amazon. They sell not two for the price of one, but they sell a two pack. So one stays here and one comes in the side pocket of my bag. And girls and boys, I'm telling you lads, don't knock until you've tried it. All right.
Well, if this is 40, I don't want to be 40. I'm 40 in January.
Oh my God, you are 40 in January. This baby is 43. This is what this is. This is midlife. This is midlife living.
This podcast has taken a nosedive. If your recommends is for people to buy a shoehorn. Come on.
I'm speaking to those of us who are cool enough to wear high tops, but not cool enough to use a shoehorn. That was for you. And then the other thing I have been keeping, I keep it beside the kettle, and it is, I put something up on my stories, a screenshot of a page from this book, and a load of people got in touch with me, and many people said to me that they read it while they're on the loo. Lol. This is The Daily Stoic. It is 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living. It's by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. And every day, you know, there's many versions of books like this, but every day it just gives you a little bit of wisdom. And it's so palatable, so easy to make before you have your cuppa in the morning or while you're having a cup of tea. And honestly, it's brought me a lot of joy this year.
I love that. I love a little, tiny little messages every day. Okay, so my recommends, and I mentioned this book that I read this year earlier in the podcast, Mark Megan's book. Like, we're big fans of Mark Megan, right? We've been talking about Mark on Soul Sisters for many seasons. And his book, have you read it yet? Oh, it's so good. It's the type of book that you will read in one sitting because it's so real and so raw. And you're reading Mark's words. And you're like, he won't mind me saying this, but you're saying, I cannot believe someone wrote this down and put it in a book. Like, that's how real and truthful he is, and brave and courageous to share his story at such a deep level. So Mark suffered with addiction, alcohol and drugs for a number of years. He's out the other side and thriving and doing really well. But this book is such an insight into what his life was like working for the BBC and people he encountered along the way. So I would highly recommend, it's called This Is Not a Self-Help Book, especially if there's a young person in your life that is suffering with addiction. The way Mark explains it is actually very hopeful because he comes out at the end of the book and he busts a load of myths like, I'll never enjoy myself ever again, or I'll never be able to enjoy a wedding. And it's so brilliant. Highly recommend, 10 out of 10. So that's my recommendation.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to go and, you know what, I'm going to buy it right now and so I can get it delivered to work.
Ah,
good old Mark Meegan. Huge fan.
So good. So I saw this quote, and I know that sometimes we finish an episode of Soul Sisters with a quote, and this one really stood out to me. So it's by Viktor Frankl, and it says, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom.
Delicious.
So that's something to think about as we move into a new week. What is my response? And whatever that response is, lies our growth and our freedom.
And I think the biggest word and the most important word in there is choice. This week, why don't you try and give yourself an opportunity to choose and watch the ripple effect be completely different.
Love it. What have you got planned for the week? Are you recording with Dish?
Well, let's see what's coming up this week. I am. Oh, well, it's very close to, we're a month out to my retreat in Killary Lodge.
A month.
7th of June. So I'm going to talk about it a bit more next week because we do actually have some spots available. So if anybody feels called to that, stay tuned next week and I'll tell you more about it. So David and I are getting our heads in gear and just working out what we are going to do and how we're going to do it, which is exciting. And right now I have got my hair up on the top of my head like a ballerina, and I have a hair mask in it. And I've just realized that the only way to get the hair mask out of the hair is going to be to hang over the bath. So I guess I'm going to have another bath. Oh, well.
Fabulous. And do you know what, actually, just when you said the 7th of June there, do you remember you were in my house on Christmas Eve and you were telling me and Jamie about the retreat, and you said, my retreat, it's on the 7th of June. And I looked at you and I went, 7th of June? That date is ringing such a bell with me. I don't, what the hell is that? No, I can't put my finger on it. And Jamie was like staring at me. He's like, that's my birthday. I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
And by the way, how long are you together?
Oh, Jesus, too many years to count. But I was like, I'm not a birthday person, but I do know that Jamie's birthday is on the 7th of June. But like, what were the odds that he was in the house? It's looking at me when
on
I said
Christmas,
that.
Christmas feckin' Eve, and when you should be thinking about each other with love, he's like, there she is again, forgetting my birthday. So actually, Soul Sisters, why don't we all put the 7th of June in our diaries and make sure to DM Georgie on the 6th and say, hey.
I thought you were going to say a DM Jamie happy birthday, but you're telling them to remind me.
Don't forget it's your husband's birthday tomorrow, you dope.
Well, listen, thank you so much for tuning in today. That was such fun. And actually, we've started a run club. So if anyone would like to come out, run an easy threesy with us, or a high five, which is our 3 kilometer runs or our 5 kilometer runs, I'll leave a link in the show notes. And Claire, actually, I'll leave your Instagram page if people want to DM you about the retreat, or if they want to join our run club, all they have to do is join our mailing list for news about run club events. Go enjoy your bath. Oh, fabulous.
Oh, she's a new woman.